Hello and welcome to the TLAP podcast, Thinking Differently About Social Care. I'm Kat Duncan-Reese from TLAP.
And I'm here, Sally Percival, and I chair the Think Local Act Personal Partnership and the National Co-Production Advisory Group.
And today we want to talk to you about reasons to do co-production. So Sally, would you like to kick us off with a bit of an introduction as to why we should do co-production?
Well, in my opinion, it's about why shouldn't you do co-production? And there is absolutely no reason why you shouldn't do co-production, because actually it makes everybody happier. And that's really important, to have happy staff, happy people that you work with. I think we need to think about what we need. And actually we need to look at what we've already got. So what look at what you've already got within your service, and that means look at the skills that the people you work with have got too. The people that use your service are often really highly skilled, and let's really harness that and use it for benefit of everybody.
So the benefit would be that you're bringing in a different level of expertise beyond what you know in terms of the systems and processes that you rely on every day to make things happen, and actually, you know, starting from that point of view of what really matters to people.
Absolutely. Start from the point of having a conversation. If you're thinking about how am I going to start this co-production off, get people into a room, get managers, get your staff, and get the people that use your service into a room with a cup of tea and start that conversation off, because it's always better. They say two heads are better than one, and this is an absolutely ideal starting point.
Yeah, that's really important. And I've been in situations where managers have said to me, well, I know what the issues are and I know what people want, so I'm just gonna ask them, you know, what they think of my ideas.
That's not true co-production though, is it? It really isn't. True co-production, you start right from the beginning. You start with that blossoming idea and a blank sheet of paper. So then you will get everybody in a room having a conversation and thinking about what the issues are. It could be a health and safety policy that needs to be updated. It could be, where shall we go for our trip in the summer? It can be as diverse as that, but working together, sharing the power, always is the best option.
So one organisation I know you've worked with has done those kind of things, really, on that level of bringing people in to talk about their health and safety policy, about their communications, about where they want to go on holiday. And even one really great example was the people living in a home together who decided between themselves how they were going to decorate it rather than being told
absolutely
how it was going to be decorated, and the difference that...
Yeah, the difference that makes. Having those conversations can really make a difference. But you have to formalise it a little bit. So you have to create the right environment and the right conditions to form a co-production group. And it doesn't have to be called a co-production group. It can be called anything that the people decide. But what's important are that the conditions are right, the environment is right, the possibility of sharing that power is absolutely on the table, and that everybody is there with the right values and beliefs.
And you've mentioned the conditions, getting the right conditions there, and that's really, really important. And I often describe that as an iceberg. So, you know, if you take the tip of the iceberg as being co-production, there's no magic way to make co-production happen. It isn't just going to happen, you know, because you've said it's going to happen. In fact, that kind of defeats the object. Actually, the emphasis needs to be under the surface of the water, the bulk of the iceberg, where you're actually spending time co-creating those conditions so that co-production will just happen. And those conditions involve those conversations, the values, the beliefs, the relationships, being able to fail, in fact, you know, try things and get it wrong.
Absolutely. And, you know, some people may say, well, actually, co-production is quite easy and straightforward, but it actually can be chaotic as well. So that iceberg might actually be a duck, and underneath, those feet are pedaling really, really fast. But that's fine too. You have permission not to get things right, because that's a learning. But so long as you learn together and then you do something about your mistakes, that's okay too.
Interesting analogy, the duck and the feet paddling, because actually what I sort of think then is, you know, we're trying to shoehorn co-production into our existing systems and processes, and that can cause some of that frantic sort of paddling, if you like, and actually we need to come at this, as you say, from a blank sheet and from a different perspective.
Absolutely, and services really have to find the enjoyment of co-production as well, because but through co-production you get to know the people that use your services, you get to build that trust and that relationship up, and that's got to be good news for a service. If you've got happy customers, happy people that use your service, then that has got to be the right way to go.
So the benefit is that it's about people, it's about rehumanizing the system, if
absolutely
you like. So, if you want to know more about this, then I suggest you go and have a look at Making It Real on the Think Local Act Personal website. While you're there, maybe you could sign up to the newsletter from Think Local Act Personal and find out about all the forums and events that happen throughout the year. But finally, just like to say thank you for listening.
And thank you very much for taking the time to listen.